are here the morning of, is it Wednesday morning,
Wednesday
guy?
Already.
I think so. Already. And this, time is flying when you have fun, literally. And we are here at the 2018 NECUSO Network Conference, and Disneyland's right over our shoulders, guy.
Have
you been yet?
Oh, sure. And but, you know, with the, I actually have an exclusive for you.
Oh.
This event was held 30 years ago here today, and I think I'm the only one who has attended both of those. I'm sure I am. But because I the only reason I can figure it out is I brought my family, and I had to figure out how old my children were. That's the only way I can figure out how long ago it was.
Okay.
I think we had maybe about 40 people if you included the waiters, and so we've expanded a bit.
Just a little bit. But there's a lot of things are the same over there, because I remember going there 30 years ago,
and
still have the teacup ride, the Matterhorn, all that type of stuff. So much fun over there. Hey, but we're having fun here, right?
Yes.
So we're talking, I mean, you're a busy guy at this show, because you're all over the place, and obviously this is kind of your wheelhouse. So, I mean, how has it been for you? I mean, what anything particular stand out for you?
Well, whenever you have a futurist on the stage, you get excited as a consumer and scared to death as a financial service institution. But I think what happens is, you know, the evolution of the CUSOs. We have these big problems, like what do you do with big data? How do you do analytical services on that data? How do you compete with the Amazons? Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of blockchain. How do you answer that? And I think that's where some of these CUSOs are coming in. Some of them are actually going to be on the next big idea competition later today. That's a way for credit unions to pool their money, pool their talent, and try to come up with a solution. So that's the exciting part of it. I think the CUSOs, when you look, instead of having a deer in the headlights moment, CUSOs actually are doing something to try to make credit unions, put credit unions in a position to be competitive.
And it's an interesting aspect of the industry, I think. I mean, even, I've been in it since the mid-90s, sometimes I like to step back and look at it from the outside in, and it's like, how many other industries will organizations kind of pool their resources and create an organization that benefits the very industry that they're serving?
Yep.
So it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool little scenario.
And you form CUSOs principally out of fear or opportunity. We understand there's opportunity, but what are the other alternatives? We can't go out and raise money to bring capital in. We have to do things together. So I think there's going to be a lot of success coming out of this. But, like anything else, there's some things that, clunkers that occur along the way, but that's the process.
All right. That's all right.
That's the process.
Fail fast and learn from it and move on.
Yeah.
So what do you want to accomplish here? What are some of your goals that you want to accomplish at this show?
I want to connect people, help connecting people. So, somebody has an idea. I think that idea will work for somebody else. That's what we do. I mean, we have a little tagline that this is where deals get done. And so I want to help deals get done.
And so one of the topics that you wanted to talk about, hot topics for credit unions and CUSOs in 2008. So what are some hot topics that you want to address here?
Well, I actually have my staff do that from now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, never mind then.
No, the only reason I say that is because you actually have to read regulations, and I gave up reading regulations long
ago. Oh, my gosh.
No,
oh,
I'm only kidding.
It's like watching paint dry.
No, but what's really exciting about it is I'm going to be the moderator of the next big idea competition later. So we have five really exciting entrance, and we have about 14, I think, and several of them could have, that didn't make it, could have made it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two of them are data driven. Assailant, who won the CUNA Tech Award at GAC this year, they have the ability to analyze data with AI and machine learning and give you return on investment based upon what you think you might want to do. The other thing is the data is Tether. Tether is a organization that when you call into the call center, they say they're going to record your information, but only about 1% of your calls are actually ever reviewed.
That's news to me. All right.
So the importance of that is a lot of information is given to the call center people about maybe what you might need or maybe what you're perhaps objecting to and you might need fixing. So what they do is they put that into a data format.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually now have data on all the calls. You can see the trends. You can respond more to the members' main complaints or provide opportunities. So that's an exciting part of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Lender Close helps with the lending process. Let's see, what do we ask? Oh, of course, CU Ledger with the blockchain, not to sell cryptocurrency, but to provide a better credit union ID so that all credit unions members will be able to interact with their credit unions in a way that the credit both sides know exactly who they're dealing with.
Yeah, it's my CU ID, right?
My CU
ID.
Yeah,
it's really cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And the other one doesn't come to me at the moment.
That's all right. We'll revisit.
See rate reset.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Keith Kelly.
With Knock Knock. So they proactively go out to the members and when they think they have the members have a need and tell them what the cranes can do for them.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of like the Amazon reaching you by email, suggesting you buy that that machine that you're always looking
exactly.
at. Yeah, yeah.
You just. Go ahead and get it. All right,
yeah,
it's been
exactly.
on your, it's been in your the checkout cart for like 6 months now. Just go ahead and buy it.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. So what else do you see coming down the turnpike for QSOs in 2018? I mean, my gosh, we're already a quarter of the way through the year.
Yeah.
And so what else do you see?
Well, I think the lending process. I mean, all the cranes that need more expertise in business lending, mortgage lending, I think are being helped through QSOs and will continue to be helped through QSOs. We're hoping that that NCUA will expand the QSO lending powers to allow QSOs to do lending for all types of credit union lending products. And I think that will enable, for example, CU Direct Cuddle would like to have the ability to have a QSO that be able to expedite the lending process at the dealership. And then at that point, CU Direct can then provide those loans out to the credit unions. We don't have to worry about the memberization process at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So more of the same. And I think that that what's really exciting about this is that while there are a lot of entrepreneurs and innovators in credit unions, what we do here is bring those outside the industry into the industry and partner with credit unions. So that's the real exciting part.
And last year was my first year here, and I've always wanted to come year after year, but there's always been some sort of wacky conflict. But last year was such an eye-opener for me because there's such an entrepreneurial spirit here. It's almost kind of like a Silicon Valley startup kind of atmosphere, and it's really neat to see all these great ideas, even from the established companies that have been around or QSOs that have been around for a while. They have all these brand new ideas and wanting to get them out there and to kind of better serve, allow credit unions to better serve their members.
Yeah, we don't talk about compliance too much or regulatory issues. This is the what credit unions can be and what they need to be.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a lot of positive energy that just gets us all excited.
Mm-hmm. It is exciting. I keep saying year after year, this is a really exciting time to be in financial services. It's not just like, hey, we have an audio response solution now, or hey, we just had a new drive-through open up. You know, now it's like we're analyzing data, and we're doing all this AI stuff. It's really kind of science fiction meets technology type stuff.
It is. Yesterday, Jim Nussels, which we were very happy to have Jim Nussel out to speak to us. They did the the focus groups on what a non-credit union member thinks of credit unions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see that membership and ownership have responsibilities in the minds of some, especially younger demographics, that keep them from coming in. And the most useful way of getting across the message of what a benefit is to say that the members get a slice of the pie, which they can understand that. But one of the commentators at that was talking about the friction of actually becoming a member of a credit union, doing a loan, etc. And when you compare that to an Amazon of the world, we have to remove the friction, and that requires technology and different processes, and that's where I think the QSOs can be helpful.
Yeah, indeed. I hear like a lot of consumer, experts and stuff like that there, that Amazon is spoiling us, or they're spoiling our consumers. Now credit unions and other organizations have to live up to that bar.
Well, you think of it yourself. I mean, if I want to go out and buy a set of golf clubs, do I just do a one click on Amazon, or do I go to that particular manufacturer and have to go through may only be a minute or two process, but I'll just click on Amazon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you already know the clubs you want and you know how good they are, just one click does it.
Exactly.
So, very cool stuff, guy. I could talk about this all day long. It's so really, it's
well,
really neat. I do, actually. I do.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for reminding me. Well, thank you very much for hanging out with us for a few minutes.
You're welcome, Mike.
Keep up the good work on your end.
It's a pleasure.
Well done.